Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. Didn't we play this one already?
Played all day long, baby.
I mean, it's a great song, but Jimmy Buffett Day here on this Friday. College football weekend. It's going to be a packed weekend. Last night was already packed. Tonight will be packed as well. And college game day, of course, honoring Lee Corso in his final show. We say hello to Peter Burns from the SEC Network and ESPN. Peter, how you doing?
I need about 8 margaritas right now. That's what I need. I don't want to – I mean, you always play a little Jimmy Buffett, man. I mean, the weather's perfect for this weekend. I'm ready to have like 11 cocktails and get things going for kickoff.
Oh, it's – yeah, it's perfect for it. Do you have a Lee Corso story with all your time at ESPN?
You know, I mean, honestly, it was actually before ESPN. I'll never forget, but, you know, when I dreamed about being on SEC Network and ESPN way back in the day, I remember like 2004 or so, College Game Day came to LSU for a game after they won the national championship. And I'm just kind of around, and all of a sudden I see the College Game Day bus right by the BCS trophy. And I'm like, man, that'd be awesome. And I kind of peer around and I see Lee Corso, and I'm like, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm like behind the scenes, and Lee couldn't have been any better. He's like, "What are you doing, young man? Are you an LSU fan?" I was like, "Yeah." And so he's like, "Oh, come over here," and he brought me over to the trophy. I'm like, "This is unbelievable. It's Lee freaking Corso." I mean, I'm gonna cry on tomorrow. I'm man enough to admit I'm gonna have that like cutting onions thing, yep. Especially watching Herb Street, who's his like best friend and fan. The way Herb Street handles it is going to just wreck me. I guarantee it.
Well, I'm the same way. I mean, obviously I'm going to watch game day because I always watch game day. But to see what all is going to happen, and like you think about college football, how big it is, how that, you know, ESPN has game day, Fox has their show, like there's all these other shows. None of that really exists without somebody, and there's other people too, but without somebody like Lee Corso, because it just changed the whole game, and now it's the standard for everything we do, and it's just really cool.
Yeah, you got to have a little bit of fun. You know, I mean, McAfee's done a great job with that. I know, you know, Portnoy's going to be doing it over there for Fox. And I think I just saw this call across my timeline, so I haven't vetted it out. I literally just saw it right as you guys were calling. But I think I saw where Fox is actually going to air Corso's headgear, yep. Final headgear, which I think is awesome, man. I mean, again, like, it seems to be warring factions between Fox and ESPN and the Big Ten and the SEC. I'm like, man, if y'all work things out properly, everybody could be in a good spot with this thing. Maybe we'll get like a college game day goal line package as well, too, like a red zone. Like, you know, there's ways to work together. And him and Dickie V are two of like the names that just kind of personify what the love of college sports is about.
100%. Let's talk some games starting at 11 o'clock, Texas and Ohio State, which I think is the best game of the day. That line has shifted. Now Texas is a 1.5-point favorite, according to ESPN Bet. I think this is going to be a lot of fun to start the season and really set some storylines up.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I talked about it on my show this morning on SEC Network. It is the fact that I think there's four – like when games are close, I think there's four determining factors on who wins it, right? Because they both have elite rosters. They both have great head coaches. One is home field advantage. Clearly Ohio State has that. But all the other ones, I think I lean towards Texas, right? I mean, Arch Manning has been in that program for 3 years. And most importantly, Steve Sarkisian's been that play caller. He knows exactly what Arch can and cannot do, and Arch understands that offense. On the other side, Brian Hartline's calling plays for the first time in his collegiate career, and also they got a brand new defensive coordinator, Matt Patricia, that comes over from the NFL, who, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it seems like a fairly decent gap to say, all right, I was a head coach, I've been a defensive coordinator in the NFL, I'm just going to crush it in the college level. So I think the consistency in coordinators and quarterback play is what makes me think I lean towards Texas in this ballgame.
Very good. Peter Burns with us from the SEC Network. All right, Peter, we had this question earlier, and it's 50-50 for a lot of us. If you could pick one game to go to tomorrow, Texas, Ohio State, or LSU at Clemson, where's Peter Burns going?
We know that answer.
I mean, I'm born and raised in Baton Rouge, so you know my ass is going to be down at the Valley for LSU Clemson. However, I will say, like, take my love for Louisiana and LSU out of the equation, I think it's just a bigger game. Like, I look at Texas, I look at Ohio State, and I think both of them, regardless of what happens, unless it's a huge blowout, both of them make the college football playoff. For LSU, I think you almost have to win that game. As tough as the SEC is now, you win that game, and I think you pencil yourself in for the college football playoff. I think Clemson can lose that game, guys, and I don't think anybody's going to give them any type of run for their money in the ACC. I think I think Cade Klubnik's a real deal. I think top to bottom, this roster is easily top five. And if they did fall right now, I still don't see Miami or got, you know, Bill Belichick and his 10-year-old girlfriend. I don't see that working out at North Carolina.
Right.
And so for me, I think Clemson's kind of in the driver's seat here as far as what can happen. I still like LSU in this ball game because I think defensively they're just – finally, the first defense LSU has had since probably 2015, 2016.
All right, good point. So much drama tomorrow, Peter. Let's talk about Tennessee and Syracuse. All eyes on Joey Aguilar. Look, he's a decent quarterback, and tomorrow we could see how really well he understands this Tennessee offense. It could be a great day for the Tennessee Vols, or it could be a really bad day for the Vols.
Yeah, I mean, I look at Heupel as a great chef that no matter – he goes into the kitchen and looks at what ingredients he has, and he can make a meal. Right, like some guys have to have, like Gus. I mean, Hugh Freeze had the ingredients of Peyton Thorne, but he couldn't make a good meal last year. Maybe that'll change with Jackson Arnold. But Heupel has shown to do it with different styles of quarterbacks, a different style of play. I mean, I look at it on the flip side of it. I think defensively, what Tim Banks has done with his defense, even though they're going to be getting rid of, they had a bunch of players that left. I think that defense is nasty again. I think that's the level of success I expect from Tennessee. I don't think they'll be a college football playoff team, but I just can't buy into a Syracuse squad that lost a lot as well.
All right, closer to home here, Nashville and West End, Diego Pavia, Vandy takes on Charleston Southern. And it's great, Peter, because we're talking about, like we did at SEC Media Days with you, I mean, we're talking about Pavia and what's going on and the excitement over the Vanderbilt schedule this year. It's fun to talk about Vanderbilt like this as opposed to last year thinking, man, could this be Clark Lee's last year? We know it's not, but it's fun to talk with the excitement of Vanderbilt.
He's that dude, man. I'm so glad that people got a chance to watch the Any Given Saturday and see who he is, because we knew that behind the scenes. But you know, a lot of times it's like, all right, it's Vanderbilt, you know, whatever. But you knew that Clark was that guy that, like, all right, you'll go to war for. You combine him with Diego, and it's kind of must-see television right now. And, you know, I think they're deeper than they've been before. And I think that's a monstrous thing that Barton Simmons and those guys have for up in Nashville. So I'm excited, man. And especially the stadium looks better, like, it's just a good time to be over in Nashville.
Peter Burns is with us, SEC Network and ESPN. Is this the Alabama revenge tour, and is Florida State the first victim? Because I Joe's really high on them, and I'm starting to come around on them that Alabama might be ready to, pun intended, roll again.
I mean, first of all, the guy from Florida State still hasn't eaten the dog poop. So, I mean, we know that.
Right.
So that is a cursed program until the man is found who swore he was going to eat dog food, but Florida State lost to Boston College. That hasn't happened. I think Bama's good, man. I like Kalen DeBoer. Not many people would want to take that job after Nick Saban, and Kalen DeBoer said, screw it, I'll take it. I'm confident. But I think he was confident because he thought he would have Ryan Grubb, and then Grubb got the job as the offensive coordinator for the Seahawks, and then now he's there. I mean, by all accounts, I talked to people down there, just a good vibe, and that roster is probably as good as they've had since 2020. So, long story short, yes, I think they destroy FSU coming up this weekend.
South Carolina, Virginia Tech. I mean, this is, you talk about the Any Given Saturday documentary. I mean, South Carolina was featured in that, and I watched that, and I'm like, man, I'm kind of pulling for these guys now. I mean, they just, there's something about Beamer and Sellers and just that whole group. But now that the talk is there and the hype is there, they actually have to go prove something.
Yeah, and it's going to be tough. I mean, they lose, I think, 7 of their top 8 tacklers, you know, guys with loaded tackles. I mean, defensively, they are just, I mean, the not the cupboard's dry, but it's just all that production they got last year carry up front. And remember, we saw Harold Perkins at LSU have a monster freshman year, but then after that, never really found his spot. Is Dylan Stewart going to be that same way? Or do they have another new Kyle Kennard on the other side of that defensive front that scares people. I think Lenoris is good. I think we got to pump the brakes to Lenoris for Heisman campaign. But I think it's important for Shane to show we can lose a lot of talent and our floor is not five games or six games a season and six wins. I think if they have a bad year, he needs to build the expectation that it's a bad year is 8-4 now. A good year is 10-2 in a college football playoff squad.
Not an SEC game, but a fun one. ABC Sunday night, Notre Dame in Miami. Miami now without Cam Ward, who, of course, is here in Nashville with the Titans. And Notre.
I hope they both have to forfeit and both of these teams have to disband their damn programs. I got no respect for Miami. And actually, I do like Marcus Freeman, so I was going to say I got no respect for them, but I actually Marcus Freeman's pretty cool. So, damn it, are you guys going to make me pull for Notre Dame? Like the enemy of my enemy? I guess so.
I don't know. I think it'll be a fun game to watch. I'm kind of the same way, though. It's like they're two programs that are hard to like.
I mean, listen, Miami's just been so, like, you know, they've been trying to be somebody for the longest time, and I think it's a false bravado. And I don't think they got a whole lot better with Carson Beck. There's going to be a fall-off, of course, but, I mean, I'm just not sold on Carson Beck, not necessarily the play, but just the leadership style. So it feels like that's something that can get slippery if all of a sudden Notre Dame and Jeremiah Love and those guys have a lot of success.
Isn't it tough, Peter, to explain to people that don't really live in America how excited we are for tomorrow? I mean, just how over the moon excited we are. Last night was great, tonight's good, but tomorrow, Peter, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, like the first start of the English Premier League games, right, over in England. Like, I mean, you got, like, fan bases stabbing each other and being pissed off. I mean, you got Clemson narking out LSU on their starting safety to the NCAA. I mean, like, this is the pettiness in which I love, and that's why college football is the damnedest best sport in the history of the world.
Absolutely. Peter, give me a surprise, a dark horse team in the SEC that not a lot of people are talking about that you think could have a fantastic year.
I mean, hell, we didn't think South Carolina was that team last year. I mean, A&M has been just laying in the weeds, guys. Nobody's given a damn about A&M, and Mike Elko likes it that way. Like, Jimbo always used to like to bump his gums, you know, about Saban and wanted to have these recruiting classes and even going back to Kevin Sumlin. But they're kind of like this Teddy Roosevelt team where it's like speak softly and carry a big stick. If they can keep Marcel Reed healthy, that's a sneaky team that no one's given enough credit to.
I would agree with that. I'm curious, too, what do you think about Ole Miss? Because I feel like every year it's like, oh, you know, they did well in the portal or recruiting, and it's the Lane train and all this stuff. And then, you know, they lose a couple, and they're just kind of right there, you know, also ran. Do you think that he's got something that can compete with some of these big dogs?
Yeah, but not to a college football playoff level. I think this is more about next year's team for Lane. And I don't think that this is a 5-7 team by any means. I struggle looking at how much – defensive game records they had defensively and how all of those guys are gone. I mean, there's only four starters back from last year's team. That's a lot. And I love the Austin Simmons kid. I mean, that's the next Tua. And if I don't know where I can go to a sports book and buy Austin Simmons ticket for Heisman next year, I guess I'd probably get some pretty damn good odds on it. But that's the guy I can't wait to see how he develops. I mean, lefty, looks like Tua. I mean, Lane is very, very high on that young man.
He is Peter Burns of the SEC Network. Are you on all day tomorrow? Where can we see you?
Yes. I start at, 10 o'clock tomorrow, and then I'm on air all the way to 4:30, and then I'm going to have 15 cocktails and live tweet LSU beating down Clemson and wake up in a haze and do my ESPN radio show on Sunday. Like, this is it, boys. Like, this is, like, our go time. So freaking excited about it.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. We will be watching. Always appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Chase.
All right. Thanks, Peter. Right. It sounded like he was cutting out some. Peter Burns, SEC Network, joining us here on the program. And, again, does a great job with them. We will react to some of that and much more. Reset the news of the day here on Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, live at Kitchen Notes today here on 102.5 The Game.